The very hungry caterpillar. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop, out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar.
He ate the sun.
He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still very hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through
two pears,
but he was still very hungry. On Wednesday, he ate through three
plums.
Right, but he was still very hungry.
On Tuesday?
On Thursday, he ate through four
strawberries,
but he was still very hungry. Mm-hmm. On Friday, he ate through
five
oranges, but he was still very hungry.
On
Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of
watermelon.
Right. That night he had a stomach ache.
I feel like eating all this stuff.
Yeah. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house called a
cocoon
around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon and pushed his way out, and he was a beautiful
butterfly.
Right.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to see the backwards.
Though.
You want to see the backwards?
Actually, inside it.
Actually, inside it.
All right, we have
one
more.
Who made this book? Eric Carle is the author, honey. He wrote the book about the very hungry caterpillar.
Now, can I talk it?
Well, you know it's recording right now. There
we go. Oh, we haven't read this before. What next, baby bear? What's that?
Owl.
Owl, right. Can I go to the moon? Asked baby bear. No, you can't, said Mrs. Bear. It's bath time. Anyway, you'd have to find a rocket first. Baby Bear found a rocket in the closet under the stairs. He found a space helmet on the drain board in the kitchen and a pair of space boots on the mat by the front door. He packed his teddy bear and some food for the journey and took off up the chimney. Whoosh! Out into the night. An owl flew past. What a great rocket, he said. Where are you going? To the moon, said Baby Bear. Would you like to come too? Yes, please, said the owl. An airplane roared out of the clouds. Baby Bear waved, and some of the passengers waved back. On and on they flew, up and up, above the clouds, past millions of stars, until at last they landed on the moon. There's nobody here, said Baby Bear. There are no trees, said the owl. It's kind of boring, said Baby Bear. Should we have a picnic? What a good idea, said the owl. We'd better go, said Baby Bear. My bath must be ready by now. Off they went, down and down. The owl got out and flew away. Goodbye, he said. It was nice to meet you. It rained, and the rain dripped through Baby Bear's helmet. Home went Baby Bear, back down the chimney and onto the living room carpet with a bump. Mrs. Bear came into the room. How did you get so dirty? She gasped as she took him to the bathroom. You look like you've been up the chimney. I have, said Baby Bear. First I found a rocket, then I put on my space helmet, and then I flew to the moon. Oh my, said Mrs. Bear, laughing. What will you think of next?
Mm-hmm. to bed.
Yeah, to bed.
I'm looking at it.
Do you have one of your own you'd like to pick out and have your mom read?
You want to go pick one out?
Yeah.
In your room, honey, all your books are piled on your bed because they clean the rugs. Sweetie.
You can get it.
Want to come with me?
No.
You want me to pick it out?
Yeah.
You know that favorite one you want your mom to read?
Yeah. You know the favorite one.
What one would you like?
Giant one.
You just read that. That's not a favorite. That's a new one. I mean, an old-time favorite, like all the ones we read, like Just Go to Bed, or Just Me and My Dad, or If You Give a Mouse a Cookie.
We read the giant one, always the giant one, but I read that one that Granny gave
me. Okay, well, we'll pick one out. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't want to get familiar with him.
There is letters in there.
Letters make up words. That's how we get to read. Okay. I am a cowboy and I round up cows. I can lasso anything. Dad says it's time for the cowboy to come inside and get ready for bed.
Is this going there?
No. I am a general and I have to stop the enemy army with my tank. Dad says it's time for the general to take a bath.
Where's the gun and the robot?
Sweetie, that was when he was outside.
I'll show you. The gun's right here and the hat's right there, but I don't see a robot.
I am a space cadet and I zoom to the moon.
Here it is.
I capture a robot with my ray gun. Dad says the giant robot has captured the space cadet and is going to put him in the bathtub right now. I'm a sea monster attacking a ship. Dad says it's time for the sea monster to have a snack. I'm a zookeeper feeding my hungry animals. Dad says, feeding time is over. Here are the zookeeper's pajamas.
Give you that monkey.
Yeah. I am a super critter flying over the city. I am a train engineer being chased by bandits. Dad says the bandit... robbers. Dad says the bandit chief has caught you, so put on your pajamas. But I am a race car driver, and I just speed away. Dad says the race is over now. Put on these pajamas and go to bed. I'm a bunny hopping around my garden. Dad says, just go to bed. But I'm a bunny, and bunnies don't sleep in a bed. Mom says, shh. Dad says, go to sleep. Well, maybe a tired bunny could sleep in a bed just this once. You have most of them.
I'll show you what we have. We have, Max.
Yeah.
And Nomad.
That one?
Yeah.
I want to see the front page.